Boys and girls, it's time for Santa's Mailbag on WESB
1490 AM
and B107.5 FM.
We're here to read Santa's letters from the magic mailbox at Toji's Substation, East Main Street in Bradford.
Here's Santa!
Welcome, boys and girls. Santa here alongside my elves. Tinsel, Gruffy, Clyde, and Sparkle Joy. What do you think, Gruffy? Did you solve the big giggle mystery?
Hey, remember the mystery giggling we couldn't figure out?
You are not going to believe what it was.
Oh, I can't wait to hear this. Tell everyone what happened.
Well, this afternoon we were working quietly trying to figure out where this mystery giggling was coming from. And sure enough, we heard it again.
And this time we all stopped working and listened very carefully.
It was coming from near the stuffed animal section. So we all tiptoed over there like little detectives.
And that's when we saw it. A little toy monkey was sitting on top of a shelf.
Uh-huh, but there was a twist. The monkey wasn't supposed to be giggling at all.
Oh my, what was making it giggle?
All right, so get this. There's a toy robot on the shelf below the monkey, right? And every time the robot moves during its testing cycle, it bumps the shelf.
And when the shelf jiggles, it makes the monkey's giggle button go off.
So the monkey was giggling every time the robot moved. That's why it seemed like it was coming from different places. We have robots testing all over the workshop!
The vibrations were traveling through the shelves and setting off the monkeys in different locations! We thought it was the elves on the shelf, but nope, they had nothing to do with it this time. Mystery solved. No prank, just a goofy accident.
Ho, ho, ho! That's wonderful detective work. Did you fix it?
Yes, we moved the monkey to a quieter shelf. Though honestly, we all kind of miss the giggling now.
Yeah, it made the workshop feel extra cheerful, I suppose.
Maybe we should keep one giggling toy as our mascot.
That's actually a really lovely idea, Clyde. A workshop mascot.
Perfect. Now, what else did everyone work on today? Tinsel?
We completed 200 art sets and musical instruments.
Sparkle Joy?
I finished a bunch of fashion dolls, 200 of them, and packed up makeup and jewelry kits.
Clyde?
I built more video games, consoles, and model airplanes.
What about you, Gruffy?
And today, my elf team were making heavy machinery, dump trucks and excavators, and the reindeer are getting super fast. Christmas Eve is going to be epic.
Oh, excellent. And Mrs. Claus made peanut butter cookies with chocolate kisses on top.
Yum, oh, yum. Yummy.
Well, we have two special letters today from Toji's Substation. I'm going to stay right here because I already have my story prepared for later. So I'll stay in the studio today and read these letters, if you don't mind.
Wow, what a treat. Okay, Santa.
Yeah, make yourself comfy.
Hooray, yeah.
Okay, the first one is from Adeline, who's 9 years old. Dear Santa, how is it in the North Pole? Oh, it's cold and snowy, just like here in Bradford. Oh, also, I really want an Ozobot.
Those Ozobots are really high-tech learning toys.
Do you think you guys can make it?
Those are very special indeed. I'll have to see if we have any left.
And then Madeline says, it's okay if you can't. And with a big smiley face. What do you think, elves?
Even if we run out, there's still hope, though. What's she say about her dad?
My dad says he will try to buy it. Do you make the toys at stores sometimes? Well, how does that work, elves? Why don't you explain it to the boys and girls? Without giving too much away. Gotta keep that Christmas magic under wraps sometimes.
Well, sometimes on the specialty items, yeah, they're really difficult to make, especially like a lot of the electronics, like the iPhones and things. We have elf factories all over the world to help out with that. And yeah, sometimes we employ the stores.
Yeah, Christmas magic is all over the world, not just the North Pole sometimes.
But that's all we're gonna say about that. It's Christmas magic.
Yep, keep the magic.
Adeline signs her letter, love you, Santa. Aw. Well, bless your heart. Thank you so much for writing in. Oh, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, Adeline.
What a nice letter.
Our next letter comes from 6-year-old Shyler. Well, hello, Shyler. She says, Dear Santa, how old are you, Santa?
Uh-oh, no, she didn't.
Very, very old, let's just say that. I think I've lost count, to be honest. After you get a certain age, you tend to not really dwell on the number. How long does it take to make presents? Can you please get me a blanket?
A blankie?
Ooh! Comfy.
Oh, yes, the blanket department has been working in overtime this year because of how cold it's been. And Schuyler wanted to know how long it takes to make the presents? A long time, sometimes. We do work on them all year round, and I have a whole team of trusty elves.
Hey, that's us!
Yeah.
Thank you, Schuyler, for writing in. Merry Christmas.
Hey, Santa, Clyde had a question.
Will you read us a story today?
Yes, yeah, Santa, please, please, please.
Will I read a story? Of course I'll read a story for you. We'll have that next. And remember, boys and girls, get your letter to Toji's substation. That's where the magic mailbox is, to have my elves or me read your letters here on WESB. Back after this message. Ho, 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 ho.
Happy holidays from all of us at Toji's substation. We serve all of your homemade favorites on our fresh Italian bread and rolls.
And a great pizza, too.
Toji's substation, more than 50 years of great food, fast service, and family fun.
And this is the official location of Santa's mailbox.
Bring your letter to Santa, put it in our special mailbox, and listen for your letter on WESB. And while you're here, enjoy a delicious meal.
And have some fun in our game area.
Toji's substation at 402 East Main Street.
Happy holidays from Toji's substation.
Ho, ho, ho! Boys and girls, it's time for today's Santa story. So gather around the fireplace, or the speaker, ho, 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 and listen to today's tale from the North Pole. Today's story, The Reindeer Who Forgot How to Fly. It was a crisp morning at the North Pole when Dasher trotted into my office looking terribly worried. Santa, he said, twitching his tail, I think I forgot how to fly. Forgot how to fly? I repeated. Dasher, you're one of my best flyers. He shook his head. Every time I try, I just get a hop, a little hop, a teeny tiny hop. So we headed outside. Dasher backed up, wiggled his antlers, and charged. Here I go, he said. He leapt into the air and went up exactly 4 inches before plopping right back down. Dasher sighed. See? I stroked my beard. Well, we'd better investigate. First, I had him check his hooves. No gumdrops stuck. Then his antlers. No tangled tinsel. Then his tail. No jingle bells weighing him down. We were stumped. Just then, Sparkplug the elf zipped by carrying a toolbox. Need help? I explained the situation. Sparkplug looked Dasher over and suddenly burst into giggles. Dasher, he said, your scarf is tied around your wings. Reindeer don't really have wings, of course, but the magical swirls of Christmas energy around them sort of work that way. And poor Dasher had wrapped his scarf so tightly around his neck that he couldn't lift himself properly. Sparkplug untied it, retied it correctly, and patted him on the shoulder. Try again. Dasher wiggled, trotted, and whoosh! Shot into the sky like a furry rocket. He circled overhead, calling, I remembered! I laughed. Sometimes, even the best reindeer need a little help from a friend. That's today's story, boys and girls. This is Santa signing off. Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night. Ho, ho, ho!
Tune in next time to Santa's Mailbag. Remember to put your letter into the magic mailbox at Toji's Substation.
Toji's Substation is great.
You can fill out your letter there and do a fun coloring page.
Or you can bring your own letter and drop it in that mailbox.
Yeah, and then we'll read it on the radio.
You can even write a letter online at WESB.com. And you can listen to more of our shows. See you next time. Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.